Father God, we thank you and we sing glory to God forever. And thank you, Lord, for loving us with an everlasting love. And we pray, Lord God, that you would touch every heart and every life and every need that is represented in this place tonight. For you know each and every circumstance of every one of our lives. And God, we hold them before you tonight. And we hold you up as we worship you in spirit and in truth. And but Father, tonight we do pray for those who are going through difficult times physically right now. And God, I hold before you tonight with the church, Beth and Steve and Larry and Debbie and Rob and a man named Tom as well, Pastor Tom. And I pray, God, in each case, you know exactly what's going on in each and every one of their lives. And I pray, Father, for the work that we're hearing, the great work of healing and so far, but yet now recovery and all the different things that we go through in our life, God. I ask for just a touch upon each one, God. And you would heal the sick and afflicted, but those that have gone through surgery right now, God, that you would be there for their recovery. And God, that it would be lasting and you would sustain them, Father, and just bring a complete and total work of healing to each one. And Father, I also lift before you tonight just our government. And God, I ask you in the name of Jesus that you would just cause this government to get on with governing and get to the place to where they're letting you rule and reign sovereignly, Father. And I pray this for our nation. And God, it's so amazing to me how many details that the government can get involved in, and yet, Lord God, our nation needs the leadership. And we pray, Father, for those in leadership that they will begin to lead in leadership. And so, Father, we put all of these things in your hands, God, and I do pray today that you said righteousness exalts a nation. But yet, Lord, we need that righteousness, and yet sin is a reproach. And so, Father, we pray for that to be done away and that hearts would be turned to you. So, God, bless tonight our church, our nation, and us as a people and those right here in this room and those online with us. So, Father, we thank you for all of these things, and we give you honor, praise, and glory. And it's in the name of Jesus that we pray. And, church, if you agree, say amen. And before you get seated, turn to the person next to you and say, cheer up, the Lord loves you. Yeah. And just by way of June birthdays, I mean, this is amazing. Larry Stevens, Gilda Bates, Estella, and here we got here, Isabel, and Chris, and Deanna, and O'Shea, and then we got Jordan and Caleb Dyer. And they're my grandsons, and they're not on the adult list, but they're on my list. So anyhow, all these birthdays coming up. And so we give praise to God for them. Make sure if you see any of them that you wish them a happy birthday. But if you don't see them here tonight, we're going to eat their birthday cakes anyhow. So sorry if you got left out, too bad. It was available. On the first Sunday, the first Wednesday of each month, we celebrate birthdays. And so this is the time when you don't eat dessert before you get here. You get it when you get here, the dessert, that is. So it's a blessing. Open up your Bibles with me tonight to Revelation chapter 7. And I was going to just kind of push my way through this and get into chapter 8. We'll possibly get into chapter 8, but I'm not going to push my way through this because there's something that was hidden in here that you didn't get to see, so I want to make sure you see it. And we're going to be looking at that tonight as well. So go with me to Revelation chapter 7. And I'm going to start reading the verses that I left off with last week, chapter 7, which is actually verses 1 through 8, but I'm not going to read them all right at the moment. I'm going to start with verses 1 through 4. And it says, after these things, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. Verse 4, and I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. Father God, tonight we pray that we thank you that you've sealed the church by that sovereign work of the Holy Spirit, which you've promised us, even as the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 1:13, after we believed and heard this great word of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we were sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise until the day of redemption. But God, I pray tonight our security would be in that seal. And yet this seal, as we look at it, will be preparing those who will be witnesses during the time of the tribulation. But God, I pray tonight for us to be those witnesses on this earth tonight of those whom you've sealed by the Holy Spirit, that we would be your witness in the world today. So God, I pray for all of these things. Bless it to us. Give us ears to hear and eyes to see and a heart to receive all that it reveals through your word tonight, in Jesus' name. Church, once again, if you agree, say amen. So we left off, and I went through this list in verses 5 through 8, and I read it, and you probably thought, oh, okay, well, I know a few of these tribes. Verse 5, Judah, Reuben, Gad, verse 6, Asher, Naphtali, verse 6. And notice that there are 12, if you count them, and there are 12,000 in each of the tribes. And I shared with you that there are many groups who actually claim to be these who are sealed, because they plan on being here during the tribulation to some extent, or they just figure this is the tribulation and therefore they must be sealed. So there's many groups who actually claim to be sealed. You know, it's interesting because here in verse 1, he talks about the wrath, the sealed Jews, which is actually verses 1 through 8, on your outline tonight, but I think I have the wrong Roman numeral. So, okay, the sealed and the saved, the sealed Jews, starting there. Okay, I'm looking at one set of notes, and I'm looking at the outline we've been given. And so, as we look at this, the restraining of God for his wrath is actually taking place right there in verse 1. Notice he says, after these things. So this here is the part where the whole cataclysmic destruction is going on the earth during the tribulation. And then it uses the Greek phrase, once again, after these things, or metatauta, after what things? These things, these judgments. So what are we picking up here? This is what's called a parenthetic phrase, or a parenthetic section, or also called an interlude. So it's kind of like giving you behind the scenes. And so chapter 7 is a behind the scenes concept that, you don't think I could bend over to get it? Okay, all right. It's a behind the scenes concept that we say, okay, what's really going on? So we know what's out in front, but we can't see what's going on behind. And we have a couple of these, and this is one of them in chapter 7. So the wrath of God's being restrained right now. The phrase after these things is followed by some form of the verb to see. So he wants us to see something. What does he want us to see? The introduction of this vision. So he begins by showing us that the four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, and I told you that some skeptics say there is no such thing as four corners of the earth. They need to tell the Marine Corps that, because the poster sign said, Marines, we need you from the four corners of the earth. We're ready to go. So you'd say, well, they didn't have the ability to understand the difference. No. But we have this measurement or concept of the four corners of the earth, and it's not to be taken literally in that sense. However, Dr. Henry Morris, as I shared with you last time, said that we have the four directions. That's what he's really talking about here. And then he says the four winds, which are in common usage of the north, south, east, and west. How many directions do we have? Four.